Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-F BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a single device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Monday, we fly into the second hour. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go straight to the phones to Tammy in Texas. Yes, ma'am.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing? I'm a little stiff, you know. It's Monday. You know, that kind of
a little stiff? Well, I'm a little loose. I've been doing that Irish whiskey. I'm just a little bit loose this morning.
Okay. I have enough. Sometimes I was on cold medicine last week, and I was taking so many consonants and rearranging them. I don't need too much more help with that. Cold medicine, can you imagine what I'd be doing on Irish whiskey?
You'd be well. You wouldn't even catch a cold.
What's on
you
your
You have
mind
an
today?
Accent. You have an English accent and everything.
I've been drinking the Irish whiskey, and I feel quite in the pink now. All together. Tucker, let's go.
Do you do silver?
As a supplement.
As a supplement? Yeah, we do it as a supplement, too. But no, I just want to tell you, I thank you, Ross.
Well, thank you.
I've been in front of my fireplace this morning. I hadn't even been listening. I don't even know what your topic is this morning. When I heard you on the radio, I said, call in. He said, no, don't do it. And I said, no, do it. I grabbed his phone and did it. But I just want you to know, you rock, and you have a radio voice that is to die for.
Let me tell you how that happened. I'm told that many times. It's quite the mistake of nature. It's a nice accident of nature. I had this first sergeant at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and he was a Scotsman. And we would have these things called NCO calls. And as any good Scotsman, he had a fine affinity for scotch and cigars. And he got a bunch of us started on scotch and cigars. And everybody that was in his platoon or in his company, I'm sure there's a bunch of NCOs out there that just spread out across the country doing radio shows because this is the resulting scotch issue.
Non-commissioned officer.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is the resulting scotch issue. Before this, I used to sound a whole lot like, Donald Duck.
All right, then, go on with it.
But I appreciate that.
Well, you do. You got that deep, like that deep, sexy voice.
Oh, okay.
It works for you on the radio, Bobby. It does, and that's why I listen to you.
Okay.
And I just want you to know you are loved in Texas.
Well, that's where RBN is. We're straight out of the heart of Texas. Well, we're in Austin.
That's the heart of Texas. We're all about locking and loading down there. So
I know you are. I know you are. One day, if I didn't have grandbabies, I would, if I had to walk there, as soon as I crossed into Texas, I'd just pitch a tent if I didn't have grandbabies close.
Well, see, I took prescription medication not to have babies. I have goats and dogs and chickens and cats and a boyfriend.
Well, now, I didn't have a whole lot. I guess I did, but, in the beginning. But the grandbabies now, I didn't have a whole lot to do with it. So there's no drug I can take to prevent that from happening.
Mine was prescription all the way. It was not illicit.
Gotcha.
I just want you to know, you rock. We love you. I listen to you every day. And just keep it up.
Thank you, ma'am. That will be my pleasure.
I'll think about you when I do it.
That will be my pleasure. I will be happy to keep it up.
Well, you be happy, and I'm happy for you.
Thank you, ma'am. You stay safe now, you hear? And I guess she's gone. Anyway, I got a question. For these anti-gunners or for these anti-self-defense people, why do they not decry all murder? Why do they not decry all home invasions? Why do they not decry all carjackings that result in somebody getting shot? Why are they not up in arms every time this happens? They're not. They're never that way. They either come out when they see a Sandy Hook and they're like, oh, this is a good one. This is a good one to go for. Or in certain cases now, they're coming out if somebody stands their ground. And I'm getting really tired of the characterization of stand your ground. First of all, the biggest cases they cite, stand your ground is not used as a legal defense. And the way they characterize it, and this is coming from a guy named Carl Heisen, who is a gifted writer of fiction. Unfortunately, he takes that fiction and turns it into op-eds. And he's written a very recent rant against the Florida stand your ground laws. He mentions the recent Michael Dunn trial. He was convicted of most charges, and he should have been. The George Zimmerman trial, he was acquitted, and he should have been. And the pending Curtis Reeves trial, which I have no idea what that one's about. I haven't followed that one. As he attacks the law. Now, the first two that he mentions are not stand your ground cases, were never stand your ground cases. How do you stand your ground on your back? How are you standing your ground if you get out and engage? Those aren't stand your ground cases. But according to him, he whines, this is life in Florida, guns everywhere and laws that favor the trigger happy. Shoot first, then cry self-defense. Kids playing rap music too loud, lock and load. Hate him for that one. Some guy texting at the movies, teach him some manners. That wasn't a stand your ground case. Don't walk away from an argument when you can. End it with a bullet. Stand your ground and hope you get the right jury. Welcome to Planet NRA. Can you just imagine him as he's riding it, the foam coming out of his mouth and his hand shaking? He probably had to use spell check if he was typing it out. I mean, just because he was just such a mess. Trayvon Martin sucker punched George Zimmerman, and then he mounted him like an MMA fighter and started pummeling his face and then started trying to dribble his head on the side of the road. The prosecution nor the defense in that case never mentioned stand your ground. It was a simple self-defense case. It simply was not relevant. In the Michael Dunn case, Dunn claimed that he got into a verbal altercation, heard threats, thought he saw a gun, then fired at the presumed threat. His defense rested on traditional self-defense claims, but the testimony and physical evidence was not in line with a valid claim of defense. In the Dunn case, neither the prosecution nor the defense ever mentioned the stand your ground case. Curtis Reeves, that case is going to have its day in court. Mr. Reeves had left a scene and later returned with a weapon. He does not have a stand your ground case, just as like the Marissa Alexander case. Is stand your ground a good law or a bad law or a decent law that could use some fine-tuning? You have to take it in the sum of its parts. There are some people that can't retreat. They simply can't. I mean, if you're in a wheelchair, if you're a mom with small children, if you're in your bed, you want to try a nice exercise, tell one of your sons. And don't tell them what day to do it. Just tell them, when you're staying up late at night tomorrow playing video games, I want you to make a big sound and keep making it till I wake up. And then I want to know how many times it took me to wake up. From a dead sleep, all you're thinking is what? You're not thinking, retreat! Stand your ground laws were put in place because the duty to retreat is a joke for some people. They simply can't do it. Some people that are not in wheelchairs are not runners. And how far do you have to retreat before you can say, okay, I'm tired, and then you have to turn around and face the threat anyway? Why should you have to run from your own home if somebody breaks into it? We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive the fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in is 1-800-313-9443. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go back to Tammy in Texas. What's on your mind now?
Hi. Okay, my man here has got a message for Chad. I have not got my body armor yet, and I need it.
Did you guys order some body armor from Infidel?
We did. We did. He ordered me some, and I hadn't got it yet, and I need it. So this message is for Chad, if you are listening. Go UPS, dude. Second day air. I'm ready. But I had a question.
Sure.
Okay, you were talking about the Stand Your Ground thing.
Yes.
Okay, now that's in Florida.
Well, it's in a lot of places.
I used to live in Pensacola and Fort Walton Beach, but I was a young whippersnapper, and I didn't know about any of that. I was worried about the beach and getting a tan and everything, but I'm older now and fatter and all that, and I live in Texas. And here they talk about that castle thing, you know, defend your castle.
Castle doctrine, we have that here in South Carolina. Although the castle extends beyond your house in South Carolina.
Well, okay, in Texas, I heard that they were doing legislation to where it kind of negated that, and you didn't have a castle anymore, that they could come to, if you weren't home, if you're not home, I heard that they can come to your house with no warrant, and come into your house and look around and stuff, and then if there was two people at your house, and one said, yeah, come in, and one said no, they could pick which one they wanted, which was the yeah, come in, and they could come in anyway. Do you have any clarification on that?
That's off of a Supreme Court decision that came out of a Fernandez case out of California. It wasn't a Texas thing, as far as I know. And
does it affect me in Texas?
It could. It could affect me here in South Carolina, too. If you and your husband are home and for some reason they want to come in your house and you say, no, no way, and your husband's like, well, why not? Just come on in and have a cup of coffee. Then, yeah, but based on the Supreme Court case, they can do that.
Okay, what if we both work nights and we're not home? Because they said, well, if there's nobody home and there's nobody there to tell them they can't come in, they can come in. Is that true?
If they're doing that, when I have the Texas Law Shield people on Wednesday, I'll ask them about that. If that is something that's happening, then that has to be a Texas-born product, because this was not part of that Supreme Court case. Somebody has to be there to let them in. Somebody has to give permission to let them in, like vampires.
Can you find out?
Yes, I will.
We work nights, and I want to know if they can come in my house if I'm not home, and they can just blaze on in there. And I mean, I don't do dope or nothing like that, but I have guns and stuff. But I want to know if they can blaze on into my house, wait for me when I come home from work, and tell me I've done something wrong and put me in a FEMA camp or something. I mean, what are my rights? Can you, like, educate me? Because I'm not.
I'll find out, and you'll hear about it tomorrow.
Cool beans.
Okay. Don't worry about the FEMA camps too much, Tammy.
Well, I heard this morning on the alternative media, they got Russians everywhere, and you know, they're doing all that stuff, and over there, we know they're having the wars and everything, and with Putin and stuff, and they said they got Russians over here, and the Russians are saying these stupid Americans, that they only knew what was going on. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if it's not true.
Well, the logistics of ground-borne combat requires a whole lot of support. And if you've got 15,000, and the number I've heard is 15,000 Russian troops. When I was in the service, in the American military, now maybe it may be done differently in the Russian military, but you've got to have somebody to supply you with stuff. You need ammo, you need food, you need fuel. And if you don't have those things, as soon as you run out of one of those things, your ground capability diminishes. So if they have 15,000 here and you use the same ratio for combat troop to support troop, in the American military it was 7 support for 1. For every 1 combat troop, it takes 7 to support it. So do the math and figure out how many combat troops they can have leading the charge. If all of them are combat troops, they're going to run out of gas real quick. You can drop, okay? Take Houston. You can take those 15,000 troops and parachute them into the middle of Houston, and for the first 2 days, they're going to wreak havoc. And then, as soon as everybody starts coming at them from all corners, they're going to take them down. They cannot that number cannot hold anything unsupported. It doesn't matter how many there are. The United States is just too big.
Now, did you see Red Dawn, where about a lot of those people complied with the forces?
Sure. And that's going to happen anywhere you go. It happened in France during World War II. And if, you know, for some people, that's the only way to get by. That's the only way in their minds they think they can get by.
Things like that, and they can't fight because they don't want to risk their kids.
Well, one thing that we found out, the Russians have found that out. The Americans have found this out. One thing they're not really good at is guerrilla warfare, and that's what we would be involved in if they hit us. That's where we go, and they lose. It's historical. You know how many hardcore Taliban are in Afghanistan?
Oh,
35,000.
Is that it? You sure that's it?
Yeah. They can't read. They don't eat much. They've never seen indoor plumbing. And yet, they fought back both the Russians and us.
Seemed like the best time to hit them was when they started to pray, because they had to pray, what, 2-3 times a day?
Well, see, the Mujahideen, what they do is they take their rites of death, and they consider themselves fighting as dead men. So they're not afraid to die. And if you've got somebody out there that's fighting against you that isn't afraid of dying, that can get a little hairy.
Yeah, they're a formidable opponent.
Yes, they are. So, you know, don't worry too much about the FEMA camps. The Department of Homeland Security only has 70,000 people in it.
Yeah, but I heard they've been buying all these bullets. I watched a video this morning of these train tracks hauling in tanks and armored vehicles and all kind of stuff. And
the rounds that they have on hand right now,
yeah,
it breaks down over 5 years to about 2,400 per agent.
Yeah, but what does the American citizen break down to? I mean, I got some rounds, but if I got to go into a firefight, my stuff's going to be gone. I mean, right quick, if it's in a bad firefight, even though I'm being, like, you know, conservative.
In fiscal year 2010 and fiscal year 2011, the American civilians bought more weapons and ammunition before the frenzy buying now, okay? 2010 to 2011, the American civilian bought more ammunition and weapons than the top 21 standing armies on the planet.
That was because of Obamacare.
It was because of, since Obama has been president, 42% of the NICS checks ever recorded have been under Obama.
even though we don't like him, we can actually thank him for that.
Yeah. good gun salesman Barack is. He's salesman of the month every month since 2009.
So what am I to do? I'm a normal person. I've got goats and chickens. I like to sit and watch my grass grow. What can I do other than call in and talk to you and go to work every day and, you know, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's to help out? Do I just stand my ground and protect my castle on my front yard, or what do I do? I mean, because...
Well, in what context are you... I'm coming up on a break, so will you hold through the break for me and I'll try
yeah,
to answer
that question. Go ahead. Let's go to break. We're going to go to the break. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to a break. Y'all stay tuned for Lock and Load.
You heard her.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gut grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I'm about to try to answer a question for Tammy in Texas. Now, you were asking me, what should you do? What can you do? So let me ask you this. In what context are you talking about? Are you talking about in the context of self-defense? Are you talking about in the context against the government? What are you asking me?
I'm talking about in my everyday life. I'm a working stiff. I come home, I feed my goats, my chickens, my cows, I watch my grass grow, and everybody says, don't defend yourself from your front door. Don't do that. And I'm like, well, where am I going to go? My livestock is here. And then you got the government trying to start wars. You've got the money people system, all the bankers, that they're like killing them off one by one because all the old guys have told all the young guys to do stuff, and they did it. Now they're killing them off, so they don't know, so they can't tell anybody that they did it. And, you know, they're printing money like it's going out of stock. Of course, they're not printing it for me or you, you know. And you got everybody buying, all the Coast Guard and the government buying bullets. You got the Russians over here. Everybody's clamping down on you. And what do you do? I mean, it's coming from all angles. I mean, yeah, I'm putting back water. I'm buying ammo, getting food, and saving my chicken eggs and stuff like that. But I'm still at my house. I'm waiting for Chad to get me my body armor. I told you that the other day.
Right.
And I still haven't got that yet. Where, Chad, are you listening? I don't need that. And, yeah, and I mean, I mean, what do we do? Our votes don't count because all those voting machines are rigged. They're owned by Obama's brother-in-law or cousin or somebody. Those are rigged. So unless we go back to a paper ballot, we're not going to get anywhere.
Okay. I see where you're going with all this, okay?
The Federal Reserve. To touch on the Federal Reserve. In our Constitution, we can print our own money that's debt-free. However, we're going through the Federal Reserve, which is the debt currency. Every president since Lincoln on up to JFK, every time we try to print our own non-debt currency, they get assassinated. What about that? I mean, there's so much stuff. It's just mind-boggling.
Well, see, here's the thing. A lot of that stuff happened. You didn't know a lot of that stuff 15 years ago, did you?
15 years ago, I knew some of it. I'm 53.
Right.
Don't repeat that on the air.
Well, so am I.
But, I'm 53, and I did know some of it, but I know more now than I did.
And that's because of the dissemination of information, right? A couple of things coming to light. So nowadays, there are a few people that know a lot of things. Now, as far as what you do, here's what you do. Do you have neighbors around you?
I do, but my neighbors think I'm crazy.
Well, that'll
they
change.
They think I'm nutty.
That'll change if anything bad ever happens.
Yeah, but
and you know what?
What
was it? Superstorm Sandy up there in New Jersey and New York. There were a lot of people that looked at their gun owning neighbors as being sort of crazy too. And then when the storm hit, and when the door to door home invasions began, oh, the new friends they were a making. So what do you do? You do as much as you can do. Okay. I do as much as I can do. I am not 100% absolutely totally prepared. The currency and the voting system and all these other things, here's what you got to remember, okay? If it comes down to something like shooting, you don't have to be ideological in a firefight. You can just throw all that aside. You're down to your very basic rudiment of human existence. You're dealing with an opponent that's in front of you that you know exactly what their intention is, and you deal with it. And after you're done, after all the things, after everything settles, then you can go back to being ideological, and you can look at trying to put the pieces together again.
But if you're alive.
If you're alive. But you know what, Tammy? I would rather die free.
Well, and I would too, but I don't want it to come to that.
Well, I don't either, but... All you and I have to do is get the low info voter to wake up like you are.
Well, I'm the low info, I'm telling you. No,
you're not.
Well, I'm the poorest person in my rich neighborhood.
Yeah.
They're all retired American Airlines and cops and things. They got the big retirements. They don't want to look at having a bail in or haircuts or. No, they're not going to get our stuff. And they got their nice homes and things, and they're retired. I'm still working, even though I live here. I probably even shouldn't even live here, but I do. But you know, they're all oblivious. They're just oblivious to stuff. And
well,
you tell them, they think you're crazy. They think
like
you're
I said, if bad things start to happen, you'll be making lots of new friends.
Well, I hope that you're right. And I hope that it's not too late by then, but in my gut, it says time is of the essence because there's a lot of things happening in a lot of different areas in the banking and just work and just people.
All of those things, Tammy, they have gone to such a point to where it's just a matter of time as far as them failing. Now, when those things fail, right, everything you're describing is a facade. It's something that's been put out over there over time that $5 is worth $5 and all these other things. And when all of that falls apart, guess what remains real and has real value and real purpose and utility?
character of the person and honesty of the person. That's all.
Well, that is definitely going to be in place. But what really makes a difference in those times is a gun and some bullets.
That's true, but in this era of gas prices going up, food prices going up, your wages are not going up. Yeah, you can get guns. Yeah, you can get yourself some bullets. But, you know, if it comes to all out, push comes to shove, and you really have to hunker down, you're not going to have enough to sustain, especially if our police turn against us the way they're trying to militarize.
They won't all turn against us, Tammy. They won't all do it. The military won't all do it. And see, when that happens, when that happens, when they don't, when they join our side, that's where all that reconstitution begins.
Well, I hope that happens because my little brother, he's a cop. And I probably shouldn't even say this, but I'm going to. He's a Fort Worth, Texas cop.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Brian Edelman. And if anybody wants to call him and tell him, To wear the white hat, he's in the phone book because I've already told him that, and I've already asked him. I said, "Is your chief telling y'all to disarm us if they give you the order, or is the military wanting to militarize y'all, and what?" And what he told me is he said, "No, we won't take that order," and he said, "If I get that order, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to protect my family."
Yeah, well, he's already wearing the white
hat. Or whatever that's worth.
Listen, I've got somebody else holding. But here's what I want to leave you with, okay? Do what you can do. And, you know, I hope it doesn't come to that either. I hope it doesn't come to a big revolutionary civil thing. I really do. But at the same time, it's out of my control. I'm doing what I can do. You know, if a low info voter turns his dial and hears something that makes a light go off in their head from me or Stat Miller or Rivero or any of these guys here, guys and gals here, that's a good day if it turns on that light bulb. But some people simply don't want to be engaged in this. They couldn't care less. And they're the ones, like your neighbors, that have really sort of been asleep at the wheel. So it's not their fault, per se, because they've been taken advantage of and they've been lied to by a lot of people on a lot of different levels. But at the end of the day, you don't have any control over it. I don't have any control over it. I don't have an infinite supply of ammunition, but I have plans, which I'm never going to go into on the air because I believe in operational security. But you're on the right track. You're on the right track. Remember two things. You're not going to be able to hunker down if they come to you. You're going to have to move. So the best thing to do in order to sustain something when you're talking about running out of this and running out of that, hit and go, hit and go, hit and go. Don't sit there and be engaged in a prolonged firefight where you start getting stiff from the seated position. You've got to move. Movement is life. Did I lose her? Are you gone? Did she drop, Magnum? I guess she dropped. All right, when we get back to the phones we'll go on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer,
our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cued.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And welcome back as we get ready to go away on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. But before we go, let's go back to the phones. Bear in Colorado. What can I do for you? Hey, listen, can you do me a favor? I went to that email you sent me, and I started to open the silent weapons email. And it had a page with a very short summary of it, but it didn't have the thing. It didn't have the readout on it.
It doesn't have the cheat sheet.
I was looking for data, and I couldn't find any in it. It didn't have the cheat sheet.
Okay.
No, sir.
Well, I'll send you more.
Thank you very much.
So now, what's on your mind right now? On a couple of documents, I'd like to offer to everybody, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead. Go.
Okay. Man, not person, at outlook.com. I'm doing up what I consider is probably one of the more important things. It's defining the parties. Your last caller was looking for a remedy, and the main thing is what we've been doing is we've been assuming that all of these government agencies and parties have authority. And they have authority, but it's limited to their charter. You were talking earlier about the no-knock or the the case where, and I think I got the one where
Fernandez.
Yeah, the Fernandez case. I just read that one. And but the problem is they're treating Fernandez, which we don't have all the information about. We don't know if he was under some kind of onus, like a parole or something. But in the Fernandez case, here you have two people who are co-inhabiting a dwelling as co-tenants or tenants in common. Okay?
Right.
So when you get a marriage license, the marriage license is for the state to be a party to the marriage under tenancy law. And then the issue of the marriage, which is corporate in nature, the children are then considered part of the state's responsibility, and that's how CPS can just walk right into your house.
Yeah.
Because what they've done is they've licensed you to have children as two state organizations, state corporations, and tenants in common. So when you go for a divorce, what you're doing is you're separating the two persons, which are tenants in common, into individual persons. See how that works?
Yes. I agree. It's gone a long way, and it's all in the wrong direction.
Once you understand it, then you can decide whether or not you want to participate through consent. So if you consent to being a corporation or a trust or some kind of corporate body, a person, then that's your business, and go ahead and live long and prosper. But if you don't want to consent to this whole, basically evil machinations, then you have to remove your consent and you have to get out of these contracts. But and that's what you can do. So really, there used to be an old bumper sticker, it said question authority, right? So the more you question authority, and you have to find out who they are, and you have to find out their authority, their jurisdiction, and where they are, and have them define that in a very specific way. And that's what these two documents that I'm working on right now do.
Can you give out that email address again, Bear?
Sure. It's man, not N-O-T, person, P-E-R-S-O-N, at Outlook, O-U-T-L-O-O-K, .com. Now, I've mentioned that email before, and the sad part was I had about 10 people that wanted the documents I gave out.
See, and here's the thing. What you were just describing, I don't disagree with you one iota on that. But nobody has ever thought of it that way. That's the problem, right?
Well, I think that's where the awakening is. The awakening is, in fact, I just picked up a book, and it's really about the I am. Okay, I am the creator. Okay, so if the I am, and right in the Bible it says that, they ask, who are you? And it says, I am the I am. Well, we're servants to the I am, and you can't be servants to two masters. So as long as you are going back and you're waking up to where does your consent go? Because you only have two things in this world. You have your relationship with the I am, and you have your labor. And if they're taking your labor without just compensation, that's called extortion or exaction. And that's what these corporations are doing, because people don't understand the relationship of where they are in the whole scheme of things. You're not powerless. The power comes from knowledge, and the knowledge comes from questioning. As long as you're asking a question, then they have to declare. If they don't declare, they fall silent, and the presumption is you have the power. And that's where we're coming down to. These guys have no power if we don't consent. So when I say consent, look, here comes April is coming right around the corner, right? Here's April 15th. This is anybody who wants a letter to the federal IRS, I'm more than willing to share a 10-page letter, and all it does is ask questions. And when I gave it to the IRS 20 years ago, they never answered, because they can't, because they don't want to declare their true nature. They no power.
Let me ask you a question, okay? Because I put it this way, and I'd just be interested in your opinion on this. you, what you're basically saying is the only reason they have sanction is because we have
abdicated it.
Okay. Now, would you agree with me then that this whole facade of law and order and civility and everything else, is basically because, not because of the police, not because of the government, not because of the feds, not because of anything other than the fact that we're just good? And you know, when you think about that as part of the awakening, right? As this cognitive coalescence begins, isn't that sort of a dangerous precipice for somebody to shove us over?
Well, I don't know if I really understand how you're looking.
I'm saying that the reason that, like, wherever you live in Colorado, right? The reason it's a safe community has nothing to do with the cops. It has everything to do with the people there. The fact that the majority of your people there are good and not going to harm anybody.
No, it doesn't even have to do with that. It has to do with when you walk down the street and you meet a man, someone who is self-reliant, someone who has the authority of knowing his own character, you can tell, can't you?
So, I mean, basically, it means that they're good, right?
Gun shop. If you walk into a gun shop, there's more men and women in there than there are people who will not take responsibility for their own actions. So you have to lead by example. When I walk into a place, I command attention because I stand up straight, and I'm not there to mess around. I'm there to get something done. And so we have to lead. That's what Jesus said. Lead by example.
But I think we're saying the same thing here.
Yeah. Well, all you can do is lead by example. You can't convince anybody to change.
Well, I'm not worried about that.
Right.
I'm not even worried about that.
Well, I'm not worried about any of it anymore. And and so living outside of fear is now the minority.
Yeah. But I try to change that, but you know, there's only so much I can do as far.
Well,
as
it's like the gal who's on before. What can she do? What she can do is learn to live outside of fear.
Yeah.
Because outside of fear, then you're empowered. And if you give yourself over to I am, whatever you want to call your you know the one you know the father, then you have no fear. And now you're the most dangerous entity going against this organized crime syndicate.
I'm running out of time, Bear. I'm running out of time.
You're removing consent.
I just wanted to give her the time because I couldn't. Anyway, thanks for the call. And send me that email again, please.
Yeah, I will.
All right, folks. That's a wrap for the day. We'll do this again in 21 hours. Remember this. It's never been about gun control, ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.